And if you would like to go back through your whole life starting at age 12 and repeat the errors that you've made and imagine that there is some perfect way you could have lived your life, then it's just crazy making and not terribly useful. And if you're like me, you do this at 3 in the morning, because really, what better time to feel overwhelmed and out of control than 3 in the morning? And whenever I catch myself now, I mean, I try. I'm not 100% at this. I'm not 100% at anything. If I catch myself with the, I should have, I wish I hadn't, the regrets, I wish I'd done this, I should have done that, I try to take it and flip it and realize what came out of it that was positive. And I don't mean that in a real Pollyanna way. I just mean that something positive comes out of the shitty experiences. And we learn over time with practice and help somebody, sometimes with somebody helping us see it, we learn to see the more positive side. So I have made some career decisions and I should have been with this band, but instead I performed with this band, and now my career isn't going quite the way that their career is going. But you don't know how happy those people are. I mean, having a successful career doesn't mean happy. And having a successful career doesn't mean money either, necessarily. I think we spend a lot of time comparing ourselves to other people and feeling overwhelmed that we made shitty choices when we don't really know the whole story. I mean, I went to school to be a teacher, and then I didn't do it. I didn't become a teacher. And every so often, I think of the people that I went to school with who were in my exact year and where they are now in their careers. And it's, you know, 20, I guess it's 25 years later. And 25 years later, some of my classmates went on to do their master's degree. Some of them have done their PhD. Most of them were vice principals. Some of them are principals of schools. And I think of their paid vacation in the summer, and I think of their very busy and stressful lives, but I think of their really juicy paycheck. And I think to myself, wow, if I had been that person, if I had done that, and then I stop and go, wait. Because this happened to me in the last week, and I really did sort of stop and go, wait. If I was them, what would I not have in my life now? Well, I wouldn't have been able to move 3 times, because once you're locked into a school district, it's very difficult to switch districts and not lose your seniority because of the whole union thing. I wouldn't have been able to move 2 times, which means I wouldn't have met my husband, which means I wouldn't be self-employed, which means I wouldn't be able to live in Europe, because I would still be back in the same school district where I started. And had that happened, some other great things would have happened in my life that I don't have now. But to assume that I chose the wrong direction and therefore everything else is shit is a way of thinking that I don't think is always based on reality. I think it's part of our not taking very good care of ourselves and part of our perfectionist tendencies and thinking if we rethink the problem, we'll come up with a better solution. Really, at the time, you made the best decision that you could. You move to a new city and you made the best decision that you could. You get there and you decide you don't like the city. Okay, now what?